Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, you're in the right place to be. Welcome to I Love Down South. Text somebody, call somebody, tag a friend, tell them to get on the line. This is Miss Latoya Bird. ILoveDownSouth.com. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be right back.
Hello, hello. Thank you all for tuning in. This is Miss Latoya Bird with ILoveDownSouth.com, where you can come and find out what in the world is going on down south. I want to thank you guys for tuning in and listening in. Tonight's show is pretty interesting. We have an organization that we'd like to highlight tonight. So I'm looking forward to our special guests joining us. Hopefully they'll be joining us soon. But I wanted to give you all an update, a hello, a welcome as we get ready for our special guests. But as always, you know, I give you guys an update on what's going on with Good News Schools. I want to say that Good News Schools is moving and growing in the right direction. She's feeling like a phoenix, some days a unicorn. She's just metamorphosing here and there and doing her thing in the community. So this week with Good News Schools was phenomenal. We had an opportunity to be a part of the YDC Girl Chat or Girl Talk. And YDC stands for Young Dream Chasers. And it's an organization put together by a young lady who has been a guest on our show, Miss Carissa. And it was a beautiful event. While, you know, it turned out to be an event for the older women, it was originally, you know, set out for the younger female audience. But the older women just really took away some jewels from that event. So I'm encouraging all of our shades of B, all of our shades of beautiful black and brown women out there to get with each other, talk it out, put those issues and topics on the line so that we can grow in love on each other and move forward, move past the BS, move past the beef. So that was this week. It was a great experience, and we also had the privilege and honor to be a guest at the Florida Memorial dance company showcase called The Chosen One. We were invited by the Lewis family, Tareya and Andre. Thank you so much for inviting us out. It was a phenomenal event, and we also had the pleasure of this week attending the Mays Conservatory of the Arts, their annual showcase put on by their students. It was phenomenal at the South Dade Cultural Arts Center. So it was just an amazing weekend, a lot of performances, amazing week, actually, a lot of performances, a lot of showcasing talent. So that's what makes, you know, tonight's special guest kind of interesting, because we're going to end the show in this week, actually, with a show based on, you know, purpose and talent. And so I have none other than Mr. Andre Barnes going to be joining us on the line. He is the man behind tonight's organization highlight, which is Purpose and Talent. But before we bring him on, I'm going to go ahead and play a little commercial piece for you guys to check out so we'll know who we're talking to on the line. All right. So check this out.
Purpose and Talent, Inc. is a 501c3 organization which was created to address at-risk communities, allowing individuals to partake using talent as a positive stepping stone towards a constructive way of life.
The reason I joined Purpose and Talent was really, it gave me something to do, and I think getting home from school, having to do homework, and then once you're done with that homework, you really have nothing else to do but really play video games and really nothing. So, I mean, if you have a passion and you want to stick to it, Purpose and Talent really helps me to do and exercise my abilities and help me improve on all my abilities. It means opportunity. Opportunity is everywhere. Especially for people my age, opportunity is around every corner. At young ages, people have many opportunities as compared to as old ages, where you can't really do much. So I think Purpose and Talent really takes advantage of those opportunities and builds a future from the beginning to the end. Once I got to know the people, once I knew that their passion was to get me to where I want to be, I knew this was the one for me, and I'm glad I signed up for PNC.
Wow. So there you have it. That's a little excerpt from their YouTube commercial that I was checking out about purpose and talent. As you can hear, you know, just from the onset, the name alone, purpose and talent, and to know that it's a nonprofit organization that is out there dedicating, you know, its time to cultivating and shaping and supporting the young talent that is in our community. So I'm going to bring on, and I want you to help me welcome the founder of Purpose and Talent, Mr. Andre Barnes. How are you? Peace and welcome.
Hey, how's it going? Pretty good. Glad to be on the show.
Well, thank you. So, talent is a big deal everywhere. You know, everybody wants to grab a mic, or everybody wants to express. Everybody has something to say. So on that note, I would love for you to share with us a little bit about yourself and how Purpose and Talent was born.
Oh, definitely. Well, first off, like you said, talent is a very important factor in a community. I started off as a musician, drum player, singer, vocalist. And my passion for art has really just helped birth what purpose and talent means to the local community, what it means to the artists, creating those opportunities to help expand their abilities. And like I say, instead of singing in the shower, you know, it gives you an opportunity to go out and exercise what you love. Me as a musician, piano player, producer, songwriter, I know what that means, and I know what that opportunity means to an artist. So this platform was pretty much created passions, the depths of my personal self, something that I believed I was birthed and created to do and created to be, create those opportunities for the local artists out there, understanding what substance and art represents and how it impacts our society every day, what it means to our society, our surroundings, our community, and to take that ability and use it as a consciousness, a conscious movement throughout Miami-Dade. That's pretty much where purpose and talent derives, without the limitations that sometimes is exercised in the church four walls, but with the conscious movement, with consciousness and constructive energy to the outcomes of our community. So that's pretty much what purpose and talent means, and that's how it was birthed through my passions.
Whoa. Listen, you said a whole lot, and forgive me if I'm about to get a little silly and goofy, because you gave a lot for those that are really listening. He said, listen, those you people in the church who feeling a little scared about, you know, doing your ooh, 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 you know, your Jerome Rome in the pulpit or, you know, in the choir, it's time to really see what that gift or what that passion is all about, because he had the courage to
Definitely.
Do so. And you know what, Andre, I'm finding a lot of artists, a lot of talented individuals that are embracing the elevation of the entertainment world, meaning they're not just seeing themselves as that, you know, singer or that performer or that producer. They're actually seeing themselves as, you know, the conglomerate, a part of the conglomerate, the mogul, the one, or the person that's connecting the dots or creating the dots. And although I love the color peach and I love Georgia Peaches, our president, he once stated in a quote, I hope everybody caught what I just said, but that was a little jokey joke. But but from the master Peach himself, he said that some people color in the lines and some people color outside the lines. And he says, why deal with all of that? Why not just create your own damn lines? And I think there is a huge lesson in creating your opportunities. All he's really saying is, you know, create the opportunities. And when I look at what we're, you know, that's exactly what you're doing. And not only creating the opportunity for yourself or the organization, but about other people. So it's one thing when you do it for yourself. It's an amazing thing when you do it for others. So can you talk to us kind of like who would be your ideal, you know, your ideal correspondent? Like, how does this work, this purpose and talent? It's a nonprofit organization there to bring that consciousness and elevation to the entertainment world. But how do you connect with your ideal, you know, client or your ideal partner?
What happens is purpose and talent is a vehicle through events. It's a platform that allows you to come out and exercise. It'll be exercise your abilities, exercise what you love, nurture those abilities, as well as creating successful avenues. You see what I'm saying? So it gives you the direction to a platform to get to that next level. So say if you have a passion as a singer, it gives you an opportunity to exercise those singing abilities and do it in a productive manner, as well as creating those opportunities, you know, singing, creating those opportunities that might elevate you to even another level that might allow you to reach a successful goal. So that's pretty much what it is. It's a platform that allows you to exercise those art and those abilities, and it's a venue, a vehicle that allows you to do those things and be seen and be known on stage throughout Miami-Dade. And what happens is we become a central location for art and talent. You see what I'm saying? And that's pretty much the platform of what Purpose and Talent does for the talent affiliates, what we call the talent affiliates.
That's what's up. I just seen my co-host is on. I'm going to go ahead and open up his line. Peace and blessings. Do we have the Stanford Ellis on the line with us?
Yes, it is. This is I, the one and only. Good evening, good evening, good evening. Glad to be here today that I can actually make it. So,
that's what's up.
How y'all
that's
doing?
What's up. Let me give you a little applause. Ellis, you met Andre Barnes. Your memory is probably going to serve you proper if I just jog it a little bit. You met Andre Barnes at the South Florida Black Business Directory launch back in February. He was a young brother, very vibrant, and he was telling us he has an organization down south. I don't know if you remember him, but you did you either went live or you did a little video.
Andre, where my phone call at?
Hey,
it's right
here,
bro.
I'm
good, man.
Hey, man, just trying to
I
make
know
it, man.
It,
you know,
it ain't even no explanation, but I know. It's a lot on my end game yet.
Hey, man,
call,
you already know.
It's because brothers are so busy, and brothers are so busy with their purpose and talent, they don't get to it. They're going to get to the connect. And so I just wanted to make sure you had a reference on who we were actually speaking with. And shouts out to Crystal Chanel and J. Nick and the whole South Florida Black Business Directory family and what they're doing, you know, to showcase black businesses here in, you know, South Florida. However, I will say this, you know, in the show description, I put that far too often we dismiss, quote-unquote, down south and what it has to offer. And so while we're doing a lot is going on in Miami. Miami is shining bright. It's blossoming here and there. It's transforming. It's changing. But at the end of the day, I feel like down south is still getting left out. But that conversation mm-hmm. and that fight is only left for people down south to fight, you know, and that's one of the reasons why I wanted to highlight you and Purpose and Talent. Ellis, you wanted to chime in?
My simple take is that sometimes you got to understand that it might be a purpose, and the purpose for down south and the last might before the reason they come up with the first program that actually works, that actually does what it says it's supposed to do or makes a difference in the community. And I learned that the greatest example is the one that comes from behind a fight, and then the next fight he loses, then the next fight he's not even expecting. So they give him just say 1 to 30 odds. And today he just wanted to make sure that he came up and gave his best fight. But when he seen the odds, he said, man, I ain't even never go down in history for having a fight 30 to 1 odds. And just that in itself propelled them and moved them to something else. And down south, you know, might need this to serve a purpose of putting them first. You know, so just be grateful that we had the courage to step out, though. You know, because there's a lot of people on the sideline that ain't even started an organization yet,
yeah.
whether it was down, stop, around town. You know, every man serves his purpose, and God's going to send you where he wants you to go. A lot of times we get it confused that we're going where we want to go and we're doing what we want to do, but nah, sometimes God puts you just in the situation to make what you do something that you love, and he sends you to the place to do what you love to do. That's it.
Do what you love to do. I mean, that's what's happening. That's what's happening down south. That's the whole. That's the whole point of I think networking nowadays. If you're from down south, you network a little different. You're searching for other people that are down south because if you know you're great, there's other great, other greatness, and there's other greats here in the South area, and the South reaches so far north in the Tri-County area. We're the ones who are willing to travel. And so my hat goes off to the organizations and the businesses that decide to set up shop, you know, here at home. So
I think we have
a barking fan back there. I think he has some talent. We got oh my goodness, we got the barking chihuahuas.
Hey, they said they want to join in too.
We got the rapping and barking chihuahuas in the background. So maybe you got something for that, and Andre, maybe you got something going on with Purpose and Talent for the rapping chihuahuas, as they say on Martin. But I want to thank you for setting up shop here, and maybe you could share with us why you felt it was important to do it here. You could have went anywhere else.
I'm born and raised out of down south Miami. Born and raised, this is where my whole life was here. My family's from here. My mother's from out of Goose. Born and raised, my grandparents, I got family all in Goose. It's talent all throughout the community. This is definitely needed. The angle and the spin Purpose and Talent takes towards the community is unique in itself because, and I feel like it is, because it's not limited by your beliefs or your religion. That's not so much of it's not limited by that, but what's important is your consciousness, life's experiences. These are the things that we encourage, that you come out and just be yourself, and use that consciousness. We want to use the consciousness, and we want to think of it as a conscious movement in Miami-Dade. And conscious is an important word. You know, that's a key word there, consciousness.
Can you tell us
what
why?
It means.
Because, you know, that word has a lot of controversy around it. Consciousness,
mm-hmm.
you know, you got the whole H-O-E, the HOTEP. You got the
mm-hmm.
M-HOTEP. You got, you know, you got the Polites, the Umars, the whoever. And you like, okay, what does it really mean to you and your organization when you say consciousness?
Good, great question. Conscious, what conscious means is just a shed of light to and it could be presented in so many different ways. Sometimes your story, your experiences shed light on the one next to you. You know, people have a certain perception of certain situations. They're limited to the knowledge of certain situations. You have people that has been to prison, you know, and you got the society that may see that a certain way. You know, so those limitations could be a boundary, and those limitations could disallow our society to elevate itself and reach its goals, reach that successful platform. So when I talk about consciousness, it's just an opportunity for you to tell your story from your perspective that might shed light on the community, on the surroundings, you know, and pretty much, yeah, pretty much that consciousness is just light, just a light.
Light. I like
you know,
it. It says.
No, I was just saying, so basically, in other words, was just saying consciousness engulfs the fact that someone that had the experience from certain situation, and basically probably done went through it to the point where we define sanity, tried it, you know, 3-4 different times and got 3-4 different perspectives. And now he's conscious, fully aware, fully conscious of the situation. And that another alternative or another route should be sought, you know, or
definitely.
He may become conscious of something that would allow or permit him to actually change the situation based on something that he himself experienced, conscious on a different level or a different aspect, basically.
That, and the understanding, see. One thing about life, you know, life comes at us so many different ways, you know, and it's easy to judge somebody sometimes, you know. And so when you create a platform where that individual becomes a voice, where you say, you know what it is to not have food to eat, you know what I mean? Or you know what it is to not have a father in the home, you know, or... You know, you over here and you in your situation, but you know what it is to come home to a mother on drugs? You see what I'm saying? So these things help enlighten our community, and it really helps us to really come together and understand what it is to live and survive, man, and just to take a different spin on life, on attacking the different situations that life brings. Purpose and talent gives you the opportunity to come out and really just expand who you are, your experiences, and when I say shed light, it just allows us all to come together and use our strengths to uplift one another. That's pretty much the consciousness and what consciousness means.
Well, hold on, Andre, I gotta step in on this one, Ellis. He's talking about divine creativity or your creative divine purpose, meaning we have so many professionals, quote-unquote, who are going to jobs every day who are not honoring their divine creative purpose and their divine creative talent, so they're unhappy. And whether it's playing a guitar or basket weaving or weaving, banging my head, you know, like, it doesn't matter what it is. It's that thing that they can do innately because they're gifted in it. And it just oozes out of them so, you know, like fluid. It just, you know, flows out of them, and it's so harmonious. But they suppress it because they're sucked into the rat race. I got to go to work. I got to provide for this. I got to do that. I got to do that.
Mm-hmm,
you know, taking a moment to step back and say, okay, what was given to me naturally? What is the light that I have inside of me? Since we're talking about, you know, consciousness as light and shedding that light, shedding that talent, shedding that divine gift that you have. And I want all the parents out there, I used to call this creative culture. All the parents out there, you have to support your children who have something. It doesn't matter what it is that they do. They have more than one talent. They have more than one interest. Feed into that. Nurture it, because it's going to serve them. And this is what purpose and talent, from what I see, is doing. I'm reading your mission statement, or, you know, the outline about your organization, and a part of it says, PNT believes in the power of art and inspires to use it as a consciousness to keep individuals away from drugs, violence, and gang activities. This mission stems from the idea of redefining the power of creativity. If you take all elements of creativity from a person, you strip them of the light, you strip them of what God gave them, you strip them of what their natural talents are, and you make them this three-piece suit with a sad emoji face.
Crush them.
You know, with stick-like motions going to the job. You make them that person, and then you want to know why they blow up on your behind, you know, or go postal on you, is because they haven't had the proper creative outlet. They haven't had I was just having this conversation that, you know, if we look at Western versus Eastern medicine, Western medicine seems like it's just out there to keep you coming back. Eastern medicine looks like it's there for the solution, for the healing, for the holistic aspect. So we need to treat every aspect of our life in the same way. Let's not look for the quick fix and going to work and I'm not saying not go to work. I'm not saying not handle your responsibilities. But when you suppress your natural innate, you know, talents, it's kind of like you're just doing the quick fix, and you're pushing, you know, your real holistic creativity and healing to the side, and that should actually be a priority. That's going to change conversations within your household. Your children, if you're listening and your children don't even know that you're a mean dancer, or your children don't even know that you're a mean baker, or that you are a mean vocalist, there's something wrong with that. There's something wrong with that. And then you get on top of them because they want to be an artist, a visual artist, but you tell them there's no money in that. No, you tell them there's no passion in just doing a job, and that's why you're unhappy, and that's why you got high blood pressure, and that's why you taking the aspirin or whatever pills you're taking to numb it, because you ignore your natural, divine, creative energy, and you're not allowing it to serve you. And so anybody listening, I need you to get on your devices and go to purposeandtalent.com. That's purposeandtalent.com. And I need you to check out this site. And before we get ready to wrap it up, can you tell them some of the benefits of being a part of Purpose and Talent? Like, I know you have an affiliate program and you have, like, some type of membership. So I want artists to feel comfortable in getting in contact with you. And then give them a little bit of, like, what to expect.
Definitely. Purpose and Talent, to be an affiliate, You become an affiliate of the organization, and some of the benefits of being a part is resources, mainly resources just to allow you to come out and exercise your abilities. When I say resources, I mean venues to perform in. I mean equipment, sound equipment.
Okay.
I mean associated with different professionals that will help you to elevate your skills and nurture your abilities. Advice, consultant. If you come across any types of situations, you have access to some professional information that will kind of help guide your music career or your art career or whatever you're pursuing.
Mm.
A lot of these avenues aren't giving to most people. You know, a lot of people go into the music industry or sit before a contract blind. So you'll have access to just that that information.
That support. It sounds like a real support system.
Definitely that support system. I know we have some people listening in, chiming in. I got my family and friends chiming in right now. Whoever's listening,
family.
I appreciate you coming in and listening. But, it's just that support, that foundation, where you can always say, man, you know, something don't look right as a rapper or as a singer. Man, let me call Purpose and Talent, one of the, and get some their professional opinion or some type of direction on how I should approach situation. So it just depends on what level. You also have, you know, people that's learning and growing and what they love to do, and they want to be nurtured and they want to get better at whatever it is. We have vocal coaches, we have a violinist, we have a collaboration system as well.
You said vocal coach?
Vocal coaching.
So somebody can
vocal.
Help me, even me. Oh Lord,
yeah.
Where do I sign up? I need to sign up. I'm sorry, because I have a dream one day I can sing.
Right.
I don't want to sing for people. Yeah, I want to sing for myself. But I might need to sign up for some of these services. So you got the vocal coaches.
Mm-hmm.
You
got
do
you
have anybody helping
have,
with like lyrics, like helping people develop, you know, their lyric approach? I don't know what terms to use, but
lyrical.
You know.
Lyrical.
Okay.
I mean, a lot of it stems from the artist itself. What happens is as we grow, as we come together, you'll have access to different things. You'll have access to a musician, for instance, a guitar player. You could have access to networking with other artists, you know, and collaborating and just feeding off of one another and elevating each other. When we have a Purpose and Talent event or some type of venue, our fans come out and it becomes a central location for you, where people get to see who you are, where you're known for your abilities, known for doing the things you love to do, and not so much for at-risk or adverse behavior, but known as that rapper or known as that poet. You know what I'm saying? And this, we want to create the opportunities that will help you to, these opportunities will help you to make a constructive income, you know, where you could be requested through the Purpose and Talent request system and go out and do something constructive with your abilities. So
that's
some
awesome.
Of the benefits. That's some of the intrinsic benefits. And there's a lot of other benefits that that you can use. It's not so much tangible, but you have the emotional support, mental support, and things like that.
I love that I hear advocacy. I hear that you guys are advocates for these artists, and also you're extending the family. You know, a lot of times we find family and that non-biological aspect. All right? But this is huge because a lot of people, they suppress their talents because they feel like they don't have the guidance and the direction, and they don't have, you know, Sean Puffy Combs in their back pocket or whatever have you. So if you're talented, I was going to say young and talented, but if you're talented, wherever you're at, I need you to get in contact with Mr. Andre Barnes. So before we do that, we're going to get you all his information. I do have a few callers on the line, and I think they may be some of your supporters, but I'm going to open the line up at this time to see if we have anyone that would like to share. Last four digits, 2114. Welcome to I Love Down South. You're on the line, and we're talking about purpose and talent. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you loud and clear.
Yeah, we hear you.
good. So my name is Deron Big Barnes, known as Big Barnes. I'm actually Andre's brother, and I'm no longer down south. But my quick question to him is this. You know, we kind of grew up with a legacy of military, and we kind of came from a militant background and really didn't have access or our knowledge to, you know, just being more entrepreneurial minded. I just want to know, man, just as a younger brother that looks up to you, you know, what initiated just the thought and wanting to serve the community, wanting to do it through music, you know, and just wanting to be better, I guess, with this avenue.
Yeah, I think that's a great question. I think a lot of it stems from the limitations. Sometimes limitations, and what happened is sometimes when you're a part of something, or you're a part of an entity, or you're a part of a movement or a group, sometimes it's limiting to you, and sometimes it can be limiting to you. I just felt, like they said earlier, you know, God puts a burning desire in you, in your heart, and he creates you to be something, you know, whether you believe it or not, we all have a calling. And this burning desire just drove me to take it outside of four walls and take the boundaries away. See, because sometimes boundaries only allow us to reach certain people that think certain ways. And I just challenge myself and my beliefs, and I went out and I stripped down those boundaries so that purpose and talent can be at its most effective. There's a famous quote that says, "Say, follow me, for I will make you fishers of men." And when you really think of what a fisher of men is, a fisherman has many, many tackles in his tackle box. And sometimes if you fish, like me, I fish off the pier. But the further out you go, you know, most of the time, the more effective you are. You see what I'm saying? When you have a boat, you know, where you can float on the water, you don't have so many limitations.
Mm-hmm.
So the less limitations you have, you know, the more effective you find yourself. Or you could be fishing off the pier like I usually do for 8 hours and don't catch nothing. You know what I'm saying? But so I just really just challenged myself to buy that boat. You know, it may not be a big boat right now, but sometimes you have to start off on a small boat. And to get on that boat and to take that boat out, and when I say that, I mean to alleviate those boundaries and really go out and become a fisher of men and our community, our society. And that's pretty much something that came from above.
Deep.
Yeah, no doubt. No
Little
doubt.
Big bro, you heard that?
Hey, big bro, I want you to put some pressure on little bro, and I'm going to tell you why. He got a vehicle that a lot of times go neglected, and a lot of times it never made the, like, the pages of history. Me and Ms. LaToya was having a discussion today about Tupac, and have anybody really took the time out and actually understood that Tupac saved the, like, the whole entire black family, but most important, the black man? Because the crack epidemic, when it hit, that was like our black Holocaust. That supposed to been the blow the wipers out. I'm talking about, we had crack AIDS, we had prostitution, we had mamas strung out, babies out in the street with nothing to eat, babies doing nothing in the garbage can. We fiending, we fighting each other, killing each other. We pumping everything in our community from drugs, you know, and we're just, it had became the worstest, like, situation anyone in history has ever been reported in, and they don't even write about it in the book. They won't put the crack epidemic in history, but they'll put slavery in history, but they won't tell you about the crack we smoke. But what I'm getting at is Tupac, in a time that more than ever, blacks need to love themselves. And I think that was the first time that black America actually loved themselves, when it wasn't able to embrace the evils and the pains that was hitting us. And we had a little boy who just looked at his mama with so much love and hope, and just seen past the crack head that everybody else seen. And he went and he told everybody in the world, okay, it ain't nothing to hide no more. It's nothing to be ashamed about. I'm going to tell you my mama on crack, and I love her. And I'm going to tell you I'm selling crack, too, to put money in the milk bottle. And I'm going to tell you sometimes I might be the one getting her the crack, because that keep off the street corner. You know what I'm saying? And from all other stuff. But I'm getting the crack, not the reason why they putting the crack in the community is to allow the black man, woman, and child to be exposed to a better life. And that's, you know, being able to be in tomorrow, in other words. Because if it wasn't for Tupac really shedding the milk and letting you know Brenda wasn't just some fucked up lady that threw a baby in the garbage can. No, Brenda actually gave that baby opportunity, like I told Ms. LaToya today. And what she did, she seen what nobody can see. She seen if she carried that baby with her, that baby would die faster than she would put in the garbage can. And for a garbage man to come pick that baby up and dump it in the garbage can, and it had a greater opportunity of being discovered by somebody and take this pain that Brenda's feeling. I'm your mama and I'm proud to be, but take this pain and let it take you into another generation. Take this abandonment, how you feel, how people making you feel like you was no good, and make it make you prove to the world that you can change the situation. Now, Brenda's a good mom, you know, but nobody looked at Brenda like that. And Brenda made a wise decision, but some people say it was emotional and foolish. But Tupac let you know, man, we still got to love ourselves. You know, the only way that we're going to be in tomorrow is when people realize sometimes it's going to be music that touches your soul and save a whole race of people. Sometimes it's going to be that crackhead that you just was saying was so weak, and he's smoking crack or the wino or whatever it may be, the outcast of society. And what if they come and kill every man that posed a threat? They ain't going to kill a crackhead or a wino. But that's for the day. He just needed to get past the pain, and they didn't know that. Tupac did. And now we know. Sometimes it's going to be that liquor. Sometimes it's going to be this. But all of this will create thug heaven if you allow it to do what it do. And not destroy yourselves and become this soul self-conscious and start hating yourself because you, your mama's smoking crack and you want to kill yourself and kill everybody that singing a song, 999, now your mama's on that crack rock. You know, one of my mentors, Mr. Hargrove, in prison, he came back from the feds to the state, and we fell into a discussion, and he told me he respected a drug dealer more than he do a rapper. And I said, why? He said, because a drug dealer can poison the minds of the people from street to street, corner to corner, nation to nation. He said, but a rifle guy influence and the possibility to influence the world, nation from nation, country to country, continent to continent. So if a rapper is not wise enough to know that he has an obligation to change and to secure the state of his people, the next generation, you know, this is our expression to learn how to deal with pain, to how to take something that they consider to be less of a value and devalue and return it and say, I'm going to take the pain that you give me and I'm going to learn to love it and I'm going to let you call me a slave just one more time. Because that one more time is going to be the day that I'm going to finally get fed up and show you what three-fifths of a human being mean, change black history forever. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to go make something that you probably can never make. Excuse my language, but it is what it is. But that came from that pain. But use the music and the children's wisely and teach them the responsibility that comes with that vocal harmony. Because it's something that they must understand. It was said that sing unto me a joyful noise. You know what I'm saying? Let rap songs be a joyful noise to God, because you know that his people still got future, they still got hope, and they still got a belief in themselves and had to abandon themselves, you know what I'm saying? And or the next generation or their responsibility to make sure it pass on. You know, so put that pressure on them, big bro.
Yeah, definitely. I think, yeah, what you said was real deep, man. I know you had some experiences in your life, you know, that gives you a certain angle. You know, sometimes when you look at the sun, depending on where you're standing, it may look different way. It may look differently depending on which side you're standing on, or what you're standing, or where you're standing. But the sun is still the sun, and at the end of the day, there's a difference between what we feel and what it is. I think, like, all of the experience that a person may have, whether you're in the black community or whatever you're dealing with, I think the power comes when you can take those experiences and generate positive energy from them. And what happens is sometimes, and it's hard. Sometimes it's hard. And I think, like what you said, man, Tupac brought the reality of life from a different perspective. Yeah. You understand? Because like I said earlier to LaToya, you know, at the end of the day, a man can walk up to you and say what he want to say, but at the end of the day, you got to pay them lights to have them on. You know what I'm saying? You got to have some money in your pocket to buy some food for the fridge. At the end of the day, you can say what you want to say. You hear me? So when you're dealing with a situation where your parents, or you come into a broken home, hey man, you know, and that's what purpose and talent is to mean to community, to the society, to understand the perspectives of different people and experiences. But in those perspectives, you know, if we can just do it with the positive energy, you know, and sometimes it's hard, but that positive energy is really what allows us to elevate one another, you know, because a lot
That's
of times,
right.
often, in negative energy always, it's hard to control that negative energy, and it'll overflow, and it'll cause us to misfire sometimes, and so when you're positive, you're focused, you're conscious, you have a direction, and you're controlling that energy, and you're using it in the right manner. And I think that's what's important, you know what I'm saying? Because one thing about it, if you could call a white man a cracker, then a white man could call a black man a nigger. You see what I'm saying? Or nigger or whatever, however they say it. And so I think if the white man is wrong for calling a black man a nigger, then the black man is wrong for calling a white man a cracker. Why? Because at the end of the day, you're committing the same crime, or you're committing the same fault that you say that they're committing.
That energy.
You see what I'm saying? So I think, yeah, the energy. So I think it's important that even as a white or a black man, it's very important for us to, if we believe right is right, to first exercise that and be that light, to be that example. And I know, you know, the black, we don't really come as a black African American. We don't have the resources like the Caucasian crowd per se. We don't have those resources to us, because if you go back far enough, our ancestors derived from slavery. You see what I'm saying? So those resources were stripped from us. And so it puts us in a bind. So we have to really just come together. We are a powerful race. You know, I think anybody, any race, any nationality, I say that because we have to be flexible enough, because we can all use each other, you know, to get to where we need to be, mm-hmm. and to really elevate one another. But I think if you put us all together, we could do some great things in society and in the community, as long as we stay focused and keep the positive energy flowing. And that way, something good could produce good results.
Mm-hmm.
That's
right. If we all come together, we can produce that that dope playlist, that positive playlist with all the talent and the soundtracks to our struggles and the soundtracks to our success. And out of pain comes a lot of purpose. And so on that note, I got a caller on the line who has been listening diligently, and she is the organization who we've highlighted a few weeks back. And so I want to give a shout out, because I'm going to open up the line for Pain to Purpose. Pain to Purpose, welcome to the line. How are you, Ms. Shonda?
I'm good. What's going on? How are you? What is that? That was a technical difficulty. How y'all doing? How's everyone
doing?
Good.
All right.
Happy birthday to you.
It's around the corner.
I know. I'm messing with you.
That's all right. How you doing, Mr. Andre, with the purpose and talent?
Oh, man, I'm doing so good. I'm glad to hear your voice, man. It's great to hear you, man.
I have the pleasure of being what I would think kind of close to their family. Our boys play football together. But also, Mr. Andre, I'm very thankful for his organization. He had an event one time, and he asked my son to perform. And my son is not an affiliate because he's in college, otherwise he would be. But I would say that he birthed his passion for rapping back up, because, yes, he does that. And by him doing that, I bought him a microphone. You know, I bought him some system stuff that he needed to do in order to help birth his the dream that he has. I want my son to do college, of course, but I also have to make sure I nurture his passion for music. He loves to write music. He loves to do his own rap, and I nurture that. But I thank Andre and his organization for helping me to do that, to give him that platform to perform his original song that he wrote on his own. And also, while we were there, I was able to sing a tune as well. And I think, you know, I just thank Andre for having that platform for people. Stop laughing, Toya. To have that platform for people too.
That's so cute.
To give people that platform for opening, you know, for going forward with their dreams. There's a young guy I met there that played the guitar, and he was so talented. And it was like, you know, just so you don't see these people all the time. You don't know where they are. Without these platforms to be able to see them, you won't know they exist, because everyone's, like you said, not going to meet Sean Puffy Combs and whomever. But it's people with a passion to help someone else, like, such as Purpose and Talent, will help them go further. So I just want to say that I love what they're doing. I've been a part of
Thanks,
it.
Shana.
And I appreciate them, what they're doing as far as music is and talents are concerned.
Definitely. And we got some stuff planned up. I linked up with Good News Ghouls, and we got some stuff planned in the future. And believe me, it's be ready. Make sure Sean is ready. and we're going to try to, you know, get some things going, some resources, and get some, you know, get some venues happening, give people opportunity to go out.
Okay, good.
And,
well, he'll be
and
here
do what
for
they
a while.
Love. And do what they
okay,
love,
good.
Definitely.
And thank you, Toya, because you always give people opportunity, Toya, for highlighting organizations. You are awesome. You and Stanford are very awesome for doing that. I really appreciate you all and what you all do for your community.
Thank you.
Come on, now. Come on, now. Come on, now. You know, you're feeling
definitely.
Like a little kid now, smiling.
Definitely. Yeah.
Right. That's why I was getting at earlier. I'm just smiling from ear to ear because Andre and I was speaking about this earlier, is that, you know, and I think I mentioned it earlier on the show that we down south, you know, us down southers, I don't know how to say that, but us from down south, we definitely have to recognize and respect each other's purpose, they talent, what you bring to the table, because we know we're far and few in between. So when we find mm-hmm. somebody down south, well, you hey, how you what's up, fam? Whatever you got
right.
going on, I'm about to jump on it, especially if it makes sense,
mm-hmm.
especially if it's something that's hashtag good news, especially if it's something like pain of purpose,
yeah.
helping women and men, you know, deal with the emotional aspect of relationships as it relates to domestic violence. And then on the flip side of that, we're going to help you out by expressing your pain or you know, with purpose and talent. And you can sing and you can do this and you can do that. And, oh, crap, you have some good news? Or we're going to put you in the magazine. So Down South is taking a new shape, and I really, really like it. And I want to thank you all for playing its part. From Mr. Ellis with Our Community, Our Lives, and your passion for helping young boys to not go down that road that you went down. And for everybody that's on the line and listening in currently or in the archive show, you have a purpose. You stumbled across this show for a reason. So let your talent serve you. Let your creativity serve you, and let your pain serve you as well, so that you can grow and elevate and move beyond the tears. And so on that note, we've been talking about Tupac, and I saw a song called All Eyes, an official audio by Mr. Logic, and I wanted to ask Mr. Andre, was that something that we can play for the audience before we
definitely,
roll out?
Definitely.
All
definitely.
Right.
You can play that. Not alone.
Before we roll out,
yeah,
I want to make
it's,
sure people have
it
your
should be,
contact.
It should be not alone. Play not alone. I believe it's called not
I
alone.
I tried to download that. The file type that you sent me wasn't compatible with Blog Talk.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So I tried to look for that, but I didn't find it on. I didn't find
yeah,
not alone.
That's pretty
on
much
YouTube.
The only. Okay.
That's
pretty much
the
only one he provided for me.
Okay.
Unless
so
you open it up with
Windows Media. It would take me some time. So it's your call if you'd like me to play the All Eyes or not.
All Eyes? Nah.
I
never really. I don't know what's really.
You haven't checked that one out.
Nah,
it's not pain. I'm sorry. It's not purpose and talent approved yet.
That's that ain't your
it
mission.
Gotta be, it got to be. It got to be conscious. It got to be conscious.
Right?
Mine.
It got to be conscious. You know,
right?
We got enough.
So,
we got enough of that booger on that. You know, on other places.
Well, on that, I respect that. That's why I said let me make sure I touch bases with you.
But it's
I'm
a lot of great
song.
Rappers out there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was. That's what I was going to say. It's a lot of rappers
a lot of
that
great
have
music.
The capability to do good,
mm-hmm.
conscious, light, or
mm-hmm.
whatever else. And the
mm-hmm.
song that I'm going to play on the way out is by actually Rondo and Mike Smith, who are from down south. And that song, they also made the Trayvon Martin song, Justice for Trayvon Martin, which was very timely. And he got a couple of conscious tracks Elevated Tracks, and we're going to play his song called Runway on our way out. And Runway is dedicated to women who have conquered all types of things, from domestic violence to, you know, eating disorders, depression, so on and so forth. And so the song was dedicated to their mother and, you know, all the women who have conquered things. And it's called You're So Beautiful, You Belong on a Runway. So as we get ready to play that, I want to say thank you to you, Mr. Andre Barnes, and I want you to leave your contact information so our listeners can tune in and follow up with you and just stay connected.
All right. For anyone interested, the website is purposeandtalent.com. That is purpose, P-U-R-P-O-S-E, and spell it out, A-N-D. talent.com. You can go there, you can read about the organization. There's a tab for what we call PAT Association. That's the team, that's the foundation of the organization. You can go to that tab if you're interested in being a part as a staff member or volunteer. Also, there's another tab, PNT Affiliation, Talent Affiliation. If you're an artist, there's plenty of boxes to check on, whether that be poetry or a rapper, singer, whatever it is that you do. We want to give you the opportunity to be successful at that. There's a lot of things, planned for the future of Purpose and Talent. Just want to thank God for that plan. But so that's www.purposeandtalent.com. If you want to call, you can call. The number is 305-457-3417. Again, it's 305-457-3417. And you can call, and we'll get you all set up.
All right. There you have it, everybody. You just met the man behind Purpose and Talent, Mr. Andre Barnes, and shout out to Pain of Purpose, who chimed in with us. Shonda, you can go ahead and leave your contact information if any of our listeners wanted to connect with you.
Pain to Purpose.
Oh, thank you. We are Pain to Purpose, a domestic violence advocate organization. We go to shelters and we sit with the women in the shelters. We take them purses stuffed with hygiene products. So we're always in need of hygiene products, shampoo, conditioner, body wash, toothpaste, toothbrush, anything a woman uses, even sunglasses, band-aids, whatever they may need, and new or slightly used purses. You could donate monetary to PayPal at paintopurpose76@gmail.com. We're on all social media at Pain to Purpose 76, and we also have a GoFundMe that's Pain to Purpose as well. My number is 786-371-4571, and as of Monday, we just became a 501c3 organization.
Oh, dang.
So we
are
steady moving up, going higher. So I thank God for that. So we are up and running and ready. You know, we're still been serving the community for a while. We're just now officially, you know, recognized by the state. But we've been doing the work for a minute.
Hey, I want to ask you a question. Big Sis. Was you trying to make me hug you the next time I see you? First you started out making me feel good. Then your birthday coming up soon. 90 in the minute, like, God, it's telling me I got you one, so.
I love hugs, but it don't matter. It don't even matter.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You grow, you hear me?
Listen.
Well, hugs is helping you grow to be successful. So.
Thank you.
It's that thing that you need to just keep you going and, you know, just. Somebody to let you know they care and they appreciate what you're doing, man. You know, all y'all.
Definitely, man.
It's a battle that one man is not going to be able to do by himself, no one woman.
Right.
God gave us testimonies and experiences and pain And my philosophy is that what you said, pain and purpose, or purpose and challenge, you know, however it is, you know, take that pain that someone gives you and turn it into a purpose. That's the reason why they gave it to you. You know what I'm saying? And let your trials and tribulations, the struggles, the grief, the strife, the lonely days, let that count for something. And say, well, I'm going to make this what was another man's trash be another man's treasure, because he felt that I was his dumping ground, her dumping ground for whatever insecurities or whatever pain they was feeling, they want to tag me in. But I'm going to take this pain and make sure that the next person I pass it to is going to be a miracle, or is going to be a blessing in their lives, and is going to heal. You know, like I said earlier, that wino or that crackhead that's on the corner now may surprise you 10 years from now and be the only man left, you know, and not strong enough. The problem is over. Now they know they got to fight, and now it is what it is. And it'll be crackheads and winos populating the next generation of black males and, you know, and push the black family on. So just because you see a man purpose, don't mean his pain, don't think that pain don't serve a purpose, because that purpose might just be what inspired the next person. And that next person might just be you, because you became weak and started smoking crack or whatever.
Exactly.
And he told you how to take the pain of domestic violence and make it and turn it into pain and purpose. Andre showed you how to take your pain or whatever your experiences was and turn it into purposes, and showed them that you can multiply your talents, as the Bible say. And we all know my story. You know, I have an experience that I can share with everybody, and inside my story there's something that can heal everybody. Because I don't smoke crack, I don't smoke coke, I don't smoke weed, I don't rob, gamble, shy, you know, been in prison. And I can tell you where all those roads lead. I can tell you the results. I can tell you what it's going to do. But I did all that because I was feeling pain. And when I collected all of that, I said, okay, God gave me something that he gave no other man. He gave me my story. And it's my story that's going to heal the next man, and I must tell it, because I, too, is a two-part. I'm going to have to help carry another generation, you know, beyond, and help them feel comfortable about some things. So keep telling, you know, the domestic violence victim that she's not ugly and she don't deserve always to couple herself with a man that be her. You know what I'm saying? And you do that since by showing her you're happily married today with a family, and you have a purpose, and you took your pain. Now you're helping the next lady out to understand that what true beauty is. And for you, Andre, you're taking somebody that has a gift and has no avenue or no recognition for, because, you know, rap or whatever has been distorted and now is derogatory. But you can change that. You know what I'm saying? You can allow a kid to grow and be whoever you want to be. For us, if we push rap, it's derogatory. It's bad. We're polluting our community. But for MCA or whoever else producing it and distributing it, it's good, because it's economical stable building and it provides jobs. So they took your pain and made a profit off of it. And it served a purpose to continue to push their society and their children through colleges. So we the only one that don't sell our culture. We the only one don't put the Big N Tupac's on the T-shirts and sell it within our community. We let the Arabs and the Chinese put it on there and bring it and put it in their store, and we buy and take the money out of our community. You know what I'm saying? So now our money serves no purpose if we can't keep it in the black community. You see what I'm saying? So sell ourselves back to ourselves. Heal each other, man. And this is what Marvin Gaye was talking about, man. You know, all the rest of them, you know, they expose us to what it is, you know. And, you know, we listen. That's the joyful noise to God. That's what's going to make you God and happen one day, be able to rule. You know what I'm saying? Taking your pain and making a purpose out of it. I love y'all. Keep up the good work, man. Y'all blessed.
Thank you.
May God always keep food on our table.
Already, man.
Hey, you
for
as
sure,
well.
Man, it's real.
That's what's up. You heard it from his lips, the sermon. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to ILoveDownSouth.com. We'll be here, same place, same time next week. Listen, everybody belongs on the runway. Use your talent wisely. We love you guys. Peace and blessings.
Girl, you got a big old heart. Girl, you're sweeter than a strawberry sundae. Girl, I love your style. Your smile, and you're the prettiest thing that I've seen in a while. Girl, you're so beautiful. You belong on the runway. Yeah, you, baby. Ooh, you ain't nothing but the truth, baby. Ooh, I'm about to tell the world how I feel. I love how independent you is. I love how down to earth you are. Baby girl, you's a star. No one think you understand, baby. I'm your number one fan, but your style, girl, I love your style. Your smile, girl, I love your smile. I see you on your stuff, Monday through Sunday, and you so beautiful, you belong on the runway.
So while we got this moment, let's celebrate. Beautiful, I can't describe you in another way. You ain't even gotta talk. Now, girl, go ahead and just walk. Hey.
Your style. Girl, I love your style. Your smile. Girl, I love your smile. I see you on your stuff. Monday through Sunday. And you so beautiful. You belong on the runway.